please come on.
We're on.
All right, call the Park and Rec Commission regular meeting to order at 6:30. Pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Someday we'll live up to it.
Gloria, could you do a roll call, please?
Commissioner Barlow.
Present.
Commissioner Beaupree is absent. Commissioner Carver is absent. Commissioner Chase has not arrived yet. Commissioner Hillman is absent. Commissioner Plikas?
Here.
Commissioner Mathewson?
Here.
Commissioner Schober?
Here.
And Commissioner Stone?
Present. Adjustments to the agenda.
Oh, I would like, Commissioner Mathewson would like to make a motion to move number, how do you want me to do this? Just go down the order?
Which one do you want to move?
A bunch. I want to make...
Do that one first.
New business, number 11, I would like to make number 7.
The whole thing?
The whole thing.
Wait a minute. So you want to move everything you have to vote on?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you want to move 11A, B, and C?
C, D, and E.
And D, and E.
D. You're going to vote on D, too?
No, there is no vote on E.
No vote on E.
Sorry.
So A, B, C, and D. I would like to move to number 7.
You don't have to vote on D, do you?
No.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I led you astray. A, B, and C.
I would like to move number 11, new business A, B, and C, to be number 7, A, B, and C.
Why don't you make it... Six A.
Six A?
How about 6B?
No, that's 6 and it's under A. This is the what it's going to be is 6A.
A whole separate 6A?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
And you're going to move all three?
Yes, please.
11A.
And then subsequently, current numbers.
Everything else can stay then.
Oh, yeah, everything else can stay.
I
Nothing
led
else.
You astray.
Huh?
She's good.
We're good.
Yeah. So when you get to those, you can just say this item was moved up.
Yes.
Okay.
That's a great
Any discussion?
Is there a second?
Second.
Do we have a second?
I make a second, we move.
Okay.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Remarks from the public regarding items on the agenda. Remarks from the public. Remarks from the public. To consider and act on a motion to approve the regular meeting minutes of January 17th.
So moved. Commissioner Mathewson,
second.
Seconds.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Welcome, Commissioner. Motion is approved. I'm not used to the power. Welcome, Commissioner Chase.
Thank you.
We made an adjustment. 11, A, B, and C is now the next order of business. That's 6 A and B, A, B, and C. No. To consider and act on a motion to appoint William Barlow to the Community Center Building Committee. And to approve him as chair of that committee to replace Commissioner Stone.
So move.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Any discussion?
Yes. Rocky, I know you were, and I certainly favor the appointment, but you were involved, you've been involved, I know, and others for at times over the last year or so on a community center building committee. And I really never asked at the time, but I'm curious to know, was that something that just sort of organically happened, or was that appointed by the town council or officially designated to some
That was requested by the chair of the town council.
Oh, good. Okay.
To do this exploratory committee. Mm-hmm. And again, I think with the addition of Commissioner Barlow and the expertise he has in doing projects like this, we're at a point where we're going to be transitioning out of an exploratory committee, making some recommendations to the town council as to some options and various price points for those options. And then the town council will make a decision as to whether they want to form a real building committee. And again, I think Bill's a excellent choice to be a representative from us at that time.
I completely agree. I was just curious as to how the existing committee, you know, came into being.
That's
and,
yep.
And Rocky's still going to be on it.
I'm sure that'll be a great asset. And I know I brought to your attention some materials from a past building committee that, you know,
and
are
that's
certainly worth review.
And what John's speaking of is, what was it, 10 years ago, 12 years ago,
least,
more than that?
At least, yeah.
About talking about just adding a gym to the existing community center. And now that's one of the, we've been focusing on a brand new facility with a swimming pool, one without a swimming pool, and we've been asked by the mayor to explore adding just a gym. And again, so we have different
cost points.
More
of a
phased
approach, perhaps.
Correct.
Yeah. So I thought it was interesting that another committee had already been there, and you know, maybe that'll streamline the process a little bit. It might.
Or we'll just spin for another.
Or spin again. Yeah. Either way. In any event, I certainly support the appointment.
So I wanted if any other discussion on this. So all in favor of this?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Motion so moved. To consider, what did I do wrong?
I don't know, but you're getting looked at by Gloria.
Hi, Gloria. That's okay.
I didn't say anything. She was looking at me.
Did I do well?
I smiled back at her.
You made a face.
I got the gavel taken away from me already. It's in lockup over in the corner. All right, to consider and act on a motion to approve moving $2,380.92 from equipment budget line 10730-54000 to part-time recreation programs budget line 10730-51073.
So moved.
Second. Discussion? Pete, you can explain the need for that, I guess.
The part-time program line item that is currently overexpended is for most of the basketball is what eats that up. And over the last few years, it's about four people that fill that role because we have to have a staff person at each of the locations per the school. Well, we haven't been able to get four over the last few years for a variety of reasons, so I've been covering a lot of that time. This year we were fortunate to get all four people to do that job, so it was over expended. But in the past years they see, oh, you haven't spent it all, so they whack it off a little bit, and they keep whacking it and whacking away until the point where we tell them that, well, if I do get four people that are consistent, then it's going to be overspent, then here we are.
So what do the part-time help do?
They're required to be there as a building supervisor, so they make sure that the kids aren't running around the building, keep an eye on the parents, the coaches, the kids. The first one there, last one out. They don't lock up the building because the custodians are still there, but they obviously it's a requirement from the school. If we're going to use the building, then we need to have somebody there.
And with this move, this will basically zero out the equipment line for the rest of this fiscal year, and it will put a few extra bucks in the part-time recreation program line.
Yep.
For the rest of the year. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion so moved. Carried. What's the right word? Carried. Whatever suits. Thank you. You're the best, Gloria. Let me put that on record. To consider and act on a motion to approve moving $200 from summer camp transportation, budget line 10730-53085, to printing, budget line 10730-53014.
Again, we have finished.
Wait. So moved.
You're out of order, young man.
My apologies.
Where's my gavel?
Gloria's coming for you.
It's gonna
come. I second it.
Any discussion?
I'll second.
Yes.
Discussion.
We have paid the bill for the summer bus transportation finally. They sent it to us in March, I believe this month, or maybe last month, I can't remember exactly. So that $200 is remaining. We won't be spending any more until the next fiscal year, so that's an appropriate place to be taking it from.
Any questions?
Now, that money spent, Pete, that's spent for different activities that the kids go out of town on or the
yes.
Summer camps?
Yep. It also included the pickup and drop-off in the morning. Years and years ago, when I first started, they never charged us to pick the kids up and drop them off. It was only for the trips, and now they've started adding on to the trips. I'm assuming from the discussions I have with the finance person at the Board of Ed that what they charge us is not the total bill. So there is a little bit of a bargain there, which is nice because she asked me how much I have and I
kind of worked with
I
you.
Have a cushion.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. Okay. Recreation Director's Report.
I do have a set of plans here that were just dropped off last week for the basketball reconstruction at Camp Oakdale for anyone who wants to take a look at it after the meeting. It's just a couple of minor tweaks that we're going to suggest to CLA. But other than that, we're going to try and get a bid package out sometime late May, early June, so that if and when the money is approved in the CIP, that can go right out to bid and we can get this done as quickly as possible. So one of the things that's missing is of the two courts, there's only 2 3-point lines instead of four. There's the two middle ones because they're end-to-end, don't have. And then we took the curb out that is on the field three side of the field, and that's been a tripping hazard for quite a few years. So it's going to be leveled out, ground up, leveled out. Some additional drainage put in and resurfaced, so that'll be brand spanking new. We will select the four basketball hoops that will be installed. We'll spec those out for the bid process. I've been looking at quite a few of them. There's some that suppose you can hang a car from and not break, but we'll see. There were some similar ones up in Norwich that I've gone up and taken a look at. Those were two poles supporting the backboard. I prefer one so that it's offset from the court a little bit. Then we'll have to buy a pad around it. But for the most part, I'd rather have one pole than two. Less likely to crash into one than two. So hopefully that'll be happening into May, June. The tiny robot, we got a deal for $450 to use it for a couple of months to try it out, to determine whether we want to purchase that particular one. Of the three that we've looked at, there's two that we prefer. This one seems to be the easiest to use and very straight lines. It has a lot of features that the guys like, because we obviously took the maintenance guys, the ones who are going to be using it. And then, as you can see, the bid openings did not go well for the large pavilion, but John Carlson has been speaking with contractors to get the work done and get a price from them. He has one currently that is within budget, but I believe that's only for the columns and the stage work to be done, because obviously no bids came in. Next weekend we have our Easter egg hunts, so I still have the 6,000 eggs sitting in my office. We got a really nice donation yesterday from Texas Roadhouse. They brought me two Easter baskets that were filled with some candy, free entree, stuffed chick, yellow chick. So they gave me two of those, a few kids' meals, and then a bag of Easter eggs, small Easter eggs with one piece of candy and another free kids' meal with inside each of those eggs. So we'll use those next Saturday. The flashlight one is full. We have 50 kids on it already. And right now we have only 25 donated prizes. We still, I'm anticipating about 12 to 15 more. And then the rest we just go out and buy bags of candy from Walmart or somewhere to fill up to the 50. So hopefully those will go well and we won't get rained out. The fields are quite soft, as you can imagine, and tonight's not helping. They're probably going to have to start lining fields next week. April 1st is kind of the date we hope to get out there on the fields with lacrosse and soccer, although soccer usually doesn't go April 1st. But lacrosse, my understanding is, and I'm hoping to be with them next week, are combining with Norwich again this year because they have low numbers, so they may or may not need all three fields that they traditionally have used, which will be great so that we can get soccer onto a much larger field rather than using the football field as a U-12 field. So, other than that, if anybody has any questions.
So it's worth noting that they're going to let you use that lining machine and yes. Give it a shot. Yeah, so that'll be good.
Yeah. Is that what the robot is, the lining?
It is, yeah. Yeah. It's really amazing. They actually came and did like half of our football field, and we stood there, and how straight those lines are just incredible. And it goes faster than a human can go, so you'd think it would be wobbly, but it is dead straight. And one of the other ones we had tested last fall, number two on our list of preferred machines, the football field was already lined that we had done by hand and laid out by hand. And when the machine went over and laid out the football field, there were places where we were off like 3 feet. It was like, whoa, so the corners weren't exactly 90. And it's all done by GPS, of course. So I was like, is that really true? But again, that the robot could paint the field. It takes the guys to do a football field about 5 or 6 hours to do it, whereas the robot can do it in about 2 hours.
Yeah, my understanding is it takes two people to line the fields by hand. So with a robot, it can be one person. Yep. So should be a should
and
be
that
a
person could be doing something else. So we did a quick calculation. They had a chart there that we could use. So how many fields you line and what kind of field you line. and then how many times do you line that in a season, and you do all the calculations. And the savings to the town was a little over $17,000. Of course, it cost, you can recoup that in probably three or four years, depending on which machine you purchase. One of them had a lease option where you only had to lease it from year to year, and that was $15,000, so you save two. But if you buy the machine outright, it's $41,000, I believe, the one we're using the next couple of months. So that should be arriving here late this week, early next week.
Pete, what's the anticipated lifespan of one of those machines, and how long of that would be covered by warranties and so forth?
They actually give us spare parts so that you don't have to order them, which is nice. But they're saying it's a 10 years right now. So.
Well, I mean, if you get to the point where you break even after 4 years and then you have,
right?
6 years good to go, then, that's terrific.
Yeah, they give you multiple tips. They know which, and they're fairly new, but they pretty much know which pieces need to be replaced or wear out more quickly than others. So they kind of give you here's a box of nozzles or springs or screws or whatever the case may be, so that you don't have to wait 3 or 4 days to get a replacement part.
So one of the other things on here was the last item that referred to some guidelines you put together for the food vendors. Do we have time so we don't have to, can we request that we look at this, and if you have any comments, say we could bring them to the
add
table
some
next
to it,
next.
Sure, yeah, that's why I sent it to you last week, so you could have some time to look at it. We had one food vendor ask the question, they wanted to be there Saturday starting back in February, but the mayor said, well, hang on, let's not go down that road until we know what we want to do, if we want to do it at all.
Yeah, I mean, these look good. I looked at them, but this would give the rest of everyone a chance to look at them. And if we have any comments, we'll bring them up next.
Absolutely.
So this would only be not for special events. So they would have to know that this is not like for the carnival or for like when they had the farmer's market at.
Correct. It's just
that time. This is just for like every day-to-day
regular,
use except for special events.
Yeah. Because if some of the food trucks don't get invited to a lot of locations, so they're trying to make a buck or two while any way they can. And obviously, it's a very busy corner on a weekend. I go by it 3 or 4 times.
Report from any other? Report from finance. I think we
kind of covered that a little.
We did make a couple adjustments on there, and then the only other negative is the one that Pete says will clean itself up at some point.
Yeah, that's the one where we give the refunds for rentals of the facilities. And the finance director said that, we've got the money coming in, it goes right back out, so she's going to zero that out at the end of the year with the income that comes in.
And then... And it looks like right now we have a little over $83,000 in the special revenue, special program fund. Does that sound right?
Yeah, we still have some bills to pay. We just, you'll see $12,000 coming out for this last session of dance. I just signed that this week, I think I did that. Maybe last week, I don't know. But that'll be coming out of that 12, of that 83. So
that comes out of this?
Yeah.
And where does that go?
The income comes in from all the
comes
dance,
into here, and then that
and it goes right back out.
Gotcha.
Yeah, we pay the instructor at the end of the 8 weeks.
Yep. Okay.
Same with dance, karate, judo, gymnastics, all those types of things. So, all the programs that are in there, the money comes in, and then we pay the instructors. It goes right back out. So there's always some fluctuation as to what's there.
Okay. Any comments, questions on that? April newsletter.
I thought we decided on the cost of the camp.
What's that?
I thought we decided on the cost of the camp. Didn't we?
I thought we did too.
Because it says here has not been set in your At least this was done before.
So we said.
Yeah, I'm actually still working on that, so I haven't looked at this since last one, so.
Yeah, then we.
We went $5 off.
We recommend go up $5, right?
Yeah, but I'm just looking at this and it says it has not been set, that's why. That's fine, I just wanted to make sure that.
No, there's a couple of things that need to be tweaked in here as well that have come up since.
As far as camp application job, it looks like we're gonna need about 10 counselors. We have 12 coming back, and I want to say right off the top of my head, we have 8 right now that have come in so far, but I've taken 4 or 5 phone calls this week already. Where's the application? You know, human resources, job application. So they'll be getting those. Actually, there's been 2 adults who have also applied, which is unusual.
Did you end up getting approval to use the school yet, or no?
No, the school's not going to commit to anything until April.
So that's in the this as well, that you were using Mondale High School.
I don't know where we're going to be.
Okay.
So didn't they vote on that last night? Graduation day? So they did that last night, Pete.
Graduation date, yes, but when they let us in the building. I mean, I don't need to be in the building until that Friday after, so I'm not too concerned. It's always been the case that
they wait till
they would rather have us not at the high school.
Right.
They'd rather have us at Tile, but we would rather be at the high school. It's larger. It's more convenient. There's more field space for us. It just works better.
Any comments on the newsletter? Okay, unfinished business, discussion of projects and funding status. As I said, I sent out a spreadsheet which should have just kind of a summary of our current identified projects, what was funded, what hasn't been funded, what's been spent. And we'll update this again once we do our walk-arounds. And this also includes the current submitted budget information, capital improvement plan information, which hasn't been approved yet. Pete talked about the pavilion. I mean, right now we have $125,000 to repair the pavilion. I'm all for trying to get these the columns repaired. That would be tremendous to make that happen.
Yeah, that's certainly the priority right now. I guess the plan would be to have concrete pillars come up a ways and then the columns sit
just
on top
reattach
of it. So nothing's on the ground,
right.
Sitting in water, which is
we're in the ground as it is now.
We're in the ground at this point, right. So here's a 5-gallon tub, put it in there and sink it. So.
Yeah.
You would think about a steel pad to place it on?
They may, yeah. I mean, they're obviously trying to find the best and most cost-effective way to get it with what we have for funding.
Did John have any idea why people wouldn't bid on the whole project?
Not that I am privy to.
Okay.
I have
that's a fair answer.
Yeah.
No need to speculate.
I'll speak for him.
I'll go to the public works meeting and ask John.
Rocky, as an aside, or maybe Pete, you may know more, but as an aside, when we first started hearing of concern about the condition of the pavilion and the columns and so forth that are buried in concrete, we discussed a little bit of the fact that the other pavilion, I believe, is of the same construction. And where does that perhaps stand in our understanding of its condition? Are they about the same and we need to focus on that as well maybe next year?
At a public works meeting, we asked that the small pavilion be looked at.
I see. So we don't know yet then.
So I don't know if that's happened yet.
Yeah, okay. Visually they don't look as bad, but they may be because it's, you know, said a lot of the rotting's
well,
coming
makes sense
underground.
If it's the same construction, then yeah. There could be some problems.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. From a distance, it doesn't look as bad, but.
But the
it's going to happen, so you might as well.
Fate is
for
sealed,
it.
I guess, yeah. by what we can see. Well, it's just something that may, you know, affect our planning for the, you know, coming couple of years. Let's say if we can, you know, predict that the same deterioration is going to occur.
Yeah, and again, this is just a sheet. I know I've always in the past been looking around trying to get information. I just was trying to get it in one place, and hopefully. We can find, you know, have it as useful to us. All right. Community Center Exploratory Committee update. So I'll let the new chair talk about it.
Let the new chair deal.
Where's that bus?
Yeah.
No, you don't have to if you don't want to.
I was just going to say we discussed tonight a little bit about what we already know is kind of at a standstill, I guess, with the architect and what we can fit on the property and square footage-wise and, you know, what do we want to put there? Do we want to put two basketball courts or a swimming pool and a basketball court? You know, we discussed that. It was also brought up that we're probably going to go ask for the council for some $25,000 to maybe contact the architect again and get us some, I'm not saying plans, maybe some rough sketches, I should say, of different ideas we want for we can maybe present something in the future here to council and let them decide what avenue we want to go.
Yeah, right now we have $25,000. Mm-hmm. Pete got a rough estimate from the architect that they would need about $50,000 to come up with these preliminary, and again, there I don't want to use the word plans, but we don't even know if the full facility will fit properly at Fair Oak, so they would, you know, vet that and hopefully come up with these three options we've been talking about so that we can, you know, present it to the council with some rough cost estimates and then we can go from there.
I don't know if we discussed it tonight at the meeting, but I just came to thought, has this been brought out to the community at all about any what they would like?
That's what I said we got from Matt. Remember I said he sent us what they did like 5 or 6 years ago.
It was about
and
6 years
was
ago.
A high thing. I don't know if I have that email, but mm-hmm.
They conducted a survey.
Yeah, they did.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep. And I can dig that out. I have that.
Okay.
I'll send that to you.
It seems like the pool always comes out on top, and yet any even quick analysis shows that that's about the most unaffordable option. You know,
it is. I mean, I think we were discussing it tonight too. Maintenance alone on a pool like that, it would probably, you know, you're running $750,000 to $1 million a year on maintenance alone.
Imagine insurance expenses. Sure.
Yeah, and then you got to figure your insurance and stuff like that. But you have to get a qualified pool company in here to do that. I don't think the town wants to go ahead and hire people full time just for a pool or put it onto your public works.
Exactly.
People, I don't think that, you know, then you have to send them to get them trained and
it takes a certified pool operator.
Correct.
Yeah, the municipalities that did get back to us and the online research we could do is that they typically hire someone to run the pool.
And you should have like a certified pool operator to do it too. That takes a course, which I take. So
that's a requirement.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, it seems to me that we leave it to the committee to do their job in this respect. But we already know a lot of the reasons why a pool, for example, is maybe not an option that's ever going to happen, at least in the foreseeable future, and whether a proposed building would accommodate something like that or whatever. I guess what I'm really suggesting is that, you know, starting from the point that we've already reached, where we have some ideas of what's practical maybe or not practical, taking into account what past committees have learned and what you've learned so far and so on, maybe it's a case now of not conducting a poll or a survey with sort of an unlimited range, like what would you like to see, but of these options, what's most important to you, and maybe not put the impractical options as part of those choices.
Right. Do we conduct a fresh survey?
Well, you know, like Commissioner Chase mentioned, they were talking about this 10, 15 years ago. I think the best approach is to, sometimes you can give too many options, my opinion. I mean, I think three reasonable choices are the gymnasium, which we've identified as the number one need. And a facility with no pool, because, you know, Fair Oaks is an older building. Every time you do something in there, you run into problems. It's, you know, it's not ideal for the youth services and park and rec mixture of people right now. You know, there's some problems keeping the youth services secure. And then, you know, the pool is what everybody, what these previous surveys had identified that everybody wants. So, I mean, I think those are three reasonable options. And then, you know, if we present it to the council and they, maybe then we present it to the town and let them weigh in on that kind of stuff. But we, like I said, we don't even know what will fit at Fair Oaks right now. So you don't want to say, oh, build a new community center at Fair Oaks and then come to find out you can't. Then you got to go buy property. And so we're just trying to, I don't want to say put a bow on this, but we're trying to wrap this up to and give the council some reasonable options.
Do we know how, what percentage of Fair Oaks is actually used?
The land or the?
No, the building itself. Because if you go in there,
yep,
the place is run down. Once you leave the gymnasium wrestling room area, it's 1950. The bathroom
47.
The bathroom, I won't argue. The bathroom's probably 47.
1947.
It's.
But they're still there.
Still
and they
there.
Still work.
It's kind of like a time capsule. It's, you know.
Yeah, the gym has a new floor in it, new radiator covers. The front room, the library, has a new floor, drop ceilings, air conditioning now. And John has funding for ADA accessible bathrooms at that end of the building. So it's, you know, it's being piecemealed little by little. But the amount of money they keep putting into it, we could have a new one. I mean, it's going to need a new roof here in a few years. I mean, that was done in 2010 or 11 when I first got here. So it's.
So I think besides youth services.
Scratch?
Well, that's one
that's
of our options.
No, I mean, well, my scratch is a bulldozer.
No, that's
yeah.
That's one of the options.
That's the two main options, is
yeah.
Tearing down Fair Oaks, building a brand new facility with a pool. Tearing down Fair Oaks, building a brand new facility without a pool. The third option would be adding a gym to the existing facility. And that was the approach from 10, 15 years ago. Adding a gym, then maybe adding this, then maybe adding that. But
it's had a lot of lipstick added to it.
Yes.
And I think the facility is, you know, youth services has offices. I think the police department has an office in there.
The police department has a substation there. That's as you enter the building, you go to the right. There's a storage facility, a storage room where all the election equipment is housed. And then the next one is the police substation, then youth services offices. Then there's their homework room that they have with their computers, and the kids do their homework there. And then there's an open room for the public to use. Across the hall from there is their recreation room, And then there's going to be another open room for the public, which now currently has my summer camp equipment in there and a lot of the wrestling equipment that was in the closet into the gym, which is now going to be used for tables and chairs when folks rent it, because the wrestling program hasn't existed in 4 or 5 years. Once you get past the fire doors, you have the dance room, you have two more bathrooms, you have a room that the parents currently use to watch the dance classes in, and when they're not in there, we use it for Boy Scouts, Girl Scout meetings. Across the hall from there is the predominantly Girl Scouts meet there, and then the two rooms at the very end are the school department for their transition academy. So it's a busy place. No question,
but it's certainly, in a perfect world, you would tear it down and start from scratch.
Yeah.
So
it's actually two different buildings. So those four classrooms to the far north were built in 52. So
that's right, and that's all actually wooden construction at that.
Oh, yes.
It's just a veneer of brick on it, whereas the rest of the building is solid masonry.
Yeah, we actually got a steep grant to put in. We had to put in two firewalls, one between the 47 and 52 buildings. And then one that went from the library all the way through the gym, which is why the gym is much smaller now, because there was no firewall there, and to reduce the number of folks that could be in that facility, because once you get over 300, we'd have to sprinkle the entire building. So they didn't want to do that, so they put the firewall in, far enough in to reduce that number to 293, I believe. But then they also had to close off the stage, which is where we did a lot of storage as well. So the stage is still there, it's just behind a wall.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, it's very busy. And then, of course, the kitchen's in there for youth services to use. And their kids use it quite a bit after school. They go in there, use the microwaves, the refrigerators, all their snacks are in there.
We get our drinks in there during the carnival.
There's two refrigerators, so yes. And a popcorn machine, too, so.
Okay, farmer's market update.
It is going well. I don't know how much detail I'm supposed to be giving. We have several food trucks, several vendors. We're getting the applications out for people to sign up for each of the weeks or for the entire season. I would say it's still in preliminary stages as far as I'm concerned, but I don't know how much I'm supposed to say.
No, that's good. That's good.
I was trying to remember what I was thinking. There was a person who spoke to one of my part-timers looking for a summer job as a marketing person, like an internship. And you know, that may be something that you guys would be interested in as well. Someone to do marketing for. I told if you're an intern for me, you don't get paid. So so they may or may not. I said, well, you can get paid, but you'd be a camp counselor. And you could do some marketing on the side. If that's the case, then I would certainly steer them towards you folks, because you do more of that than I would.
Okay.
Okay. Carnival committee update.
I got a new company for the carnival this year, which I'm very excited about. If you can't tell, I'm grinning from ear to ear. They do multiple fairs. Their pictures of their rides look really good. We're still working through the full contract of everything. So TBD on that, but it looks like it's going to be a much better company than we've had before. And then obviously just working through getting the vendors for, you know, the horse rides and stuff like that as before. Same with food vendors and everything. And the bands. But it's looking really good, and I'm really excited.
Yeah, the rest of the committee, it's you know, it'll be good to have fried dough
at the, you know, we will have fried dough this year, we will have candy apples, you know, just this.
We will have popcorn, we'll, so, we'll have snow cones, we will have all of that.
We've worked on a, you know, we appreciate everything that the former vendor did. We've drafted a letter to send to him and to thank him for what he, you know, when he helped us out of a jam a few years ago. But, you know, we also didn't make the decision in a vacuum. There were some problems that were brought to his attention over the years that he really hasn't improved on. So we really, you know, I don't want to say had to look somewhere else, but we've been looking elsewhere. And I think we found a good vendor. So
I have a comment about the carnival, and I certainly appreciate all the efforts. I think it's really a great job, and it'll even get better and better. But my understanding when I asked this question when I first became a member of this commission was, you know, well, what happens with any profits? What do they get used for? And, you know, I guess they just kind of, you know, go into the general mix of things. I'm not really sure about that. And I'm wondering if there's any scope to designate some purpose. Now, it doesn't have to be a charitable purpose or something, but to, you know, to you know, specifically support some aspect of, you know, of what we do or what the recreation department does. And if it can be done in such a way that causes maybe a few more people to think, well, yeah, that's a good cause. I'll support that, or I'll be more inclined to come and volunteer to help or something like that.
Yeah, I'm not sure what we can and can't do. You know, I know we do the canned food drive, which is something we give a discount for that. Mm-hmm. The cans have been unmanageable some years.
Or even it may be that, you know, somehow the basketball courts came to mind. Obviously, they're funded through, you know, money elsewhere. But even if on a year-to-year basis, this money is going to make improvements to the playground here.
Pick a project.
Right. I don't know what our ability to do that is.
I think you could, other than this past year, because it rained every day.
Yeah.
We don't talk about that.
Yeah. We were generating about $9,000 in profit from the carnival for each year. That's also paying. We had $9,000 in expenses too. So yeah. You were making $18,000 and spending $9,000, which is fine. And then the money went into the special revenue account, so which we can use for augmenting programs or starting new ones.
Oh, so
or,
it sounds like we could, you know, certainly
bought
do
the
this.
Stage with the special revenue account. We've bought basketball. We can, you know, once it goes into that account, there is some leeway. So, but yeah, you know,
well, it may be worth discussing.
This year we're going to use the money for camp scholarships or something like that.
That,
you know,
that's that something that actually just came to mind a moment ago. That's the kind of thing that would really help. Mm. It's in line with our programs, and people would kind of view that as sort of, you know, a semi-charitable thing, a good cause to get behind. And, you know, maybe it won't make any difference. Maybe it wouldn't change the patronage at all. But if it encouraged a few more people to come or to volunteer and help out, if it became more widely seen as a, you know, community good thing.
I like the idea. So maybe for next meeting we can, you know, maybe think of a few things we might be able to designate this for.
Hey, Rocky, I have to apologize. As I mentioned, I have to leave.
Okay. But, so the next agenda item.
Hold it.
Oh, sorry.
I need to ask for a volunteer to join the carnival committee, if we have one. Because right now it was Rocky, Kate, and myself, and Kate has moved on. Well, yes, but you're not. Yes.
I know I'm not official.
I don't know. It's on Wednesdays. It's the first Wednesday of the month.
First Wednesday of every month.
At 6 o'clock.
I can do it if no one else wants to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I just
The next item is facility walkarounds. Is there a particular area you would like to volunteer for?
I'll take the Must-Away property.
Okay. Very good. Thank you. Appreciate you coming.
Sure. Thank you, John. Good night, everyone.
Thank you.
So it's the first Wednesday. It's the first Wednesday we meet. What is that one? 102?
So they'll send me an email.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'll forget. On this April 3rd, I can't do because the August Health District changed their meeting. Yeah, I have to miss this first one.
That's okay.
Yeah, just let Morgan know that you won't be there, which you just did. All right, thank you.
They change our August Health District meeting. Usually the.
All right. Facility walkarounds. What I've tried to do is identify our facility areas, and as we did last year, just like somebody to choose each of these spaces, and what we do is we walk around, look at the condition of each area, and make some recommendations as to what might be done to improve the areas. If you look on that Excel sheet I sent you, some of the previous walk-arounds that had identified different things, just to give you an idea what kinds of things we might be interested in identifying to get fixed.
When would you want to do that?
What's that now?
When would you want to do the walk-around?
So we were doing it in the fall, and the weather was getting crappy, so we decided to switch it to spring. So now, say April, say by May, try to have something done by the May meeting. That'll give us, March and April to find a day or some amount of time to go walking around. Right. So John was the Masterway property. Noah, who couldn't make it, said he lives near the Kobe Luck Field, so he could do that.
Mine.
I'm sorry, did he steal it out from under you?
I walk my dog there, and I always walk around it.
I've always done the trails, and I didn't even put that on here.
So what is the dog park in the court complex?
So that's the tennis, the pickleball courts and the dog park area.
I can do that. It'll be something different for me.
Okay.
I know. I don't take my dog to dog park. Mine's
do
are special.
Do they need to do the pavilion?
The Camp Oakdale Pavilion probably could get skipped. No, because, that's gotten quite a bit of... But don't forget, there's a large area there. For example, we've talked for years about trying to plant some bushes around the bathrooms. So there's more than just a pavilion. The pavilion's that whole corner down to the volleyball courts, the bathroom. So it's that whole area.
Across the street
from the park. Well,
there's a moneymaker right there.
I can do the community center since I'm going to be there for the carnival stuff anyway.
Okay.
Saturday night donuts.
Like I said, I didn't even put trails on here, so because
I
always.
That's the one that we usually do.
Usually
together.
Matt does that, the playground. Number
yeah,
seven.
He does the. What was it?
Schofield.
Schofield, yeah.
No, I'm sorry, Desjardins.
Yeah, he usually does that one.
All right, so Matt will get that.
Are we doing the trails again?
You know what? So the Camp Oakdale Recreation Complex and trail include the trails.
Okay.
Morgan and I can do that. You got to speak now, otherwise we're going to assign you something. You may not want to go. I'm just busting.
All right, so
who's doing the pavilions?
So that like I said, that whole corner.
All right, I can.
Okay, so John.
You want to do both of them?
Sure. So that's the Oxborough Brook. Yep.
Brook
okay.
And Mr. Chase.
All right, so Schofield Park, we need somebody.
I'll do that.
So that's Bill.
I'll take that.
What's that now?
Get the list
I'll get that, Jeff.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I did this, because I think I can never keep track of who got assigned what, so. I'm old, I have to write things down.
So I'm gonna go down the list.
Yeah, is that what you're looking for, who's doing what? So, Camp Oakdale Recreation Complex will include the trails, that's Morgan and Rocky. Camp Oakdale Dog Park, Park, Pickleball, Tennis Court Complexes.
Slow down, please.
Yeah. Complex and the trails.
Okay.
That's all one now.
Okay.
That's Morgan and Rocky.
Yeah.
The next one is Deb.
Mm-hmm.
Next one, Mostaway, is John.
Yeah.
Chase.
Yeah.
4 and 5 is John. Plikus.
Got some real imaginative parents here.
Actually spelled Pavilion correct, too. I always tend to put two L's in there, but anyway. Schofield Park is Bill. The Jardins is Matt. Community Center is Morgan. Oh, Mary, we forgot Mary. Mary would like to do something.
Well, she can have Community Center then. I'm gonna look at it from just the carnival perspective anyway.
We're gonna do Community Center Mary. And
I can do the community center too, Rock, if you need someone. So I live right pretty close to the area there. I mean
you can both do it.
I don't know if you want.
Better than none, or better than two.
I don't want to leave Mary out.
Well, give it to her. She's
okay.
Fine. But if she
needs a hand
or something, I'll. Yeah, I'd rather. Can we switch? Can we flip flop those from mine from the.
Sure.
And I'll go, and I'll
sorry.
Go down.
Sorry, Glorious. Schofield will be Mary. And Community Center will be Bill.
Okay, Oakdale. Schofield Park is Mary. Oh, okay. Number 6. And number 8 is Bill. Okay.
And then Kobe Luck is Noah.
I could get a baseball player to look at that field.
There's really nothing much of a cold one.
You gotta talk to the guy who used to play on it.
All right, the only other thing for new business, any, y'all set with that?
Who's doing number 9?
Number 9 is Noah.
Noah.
Welcome, Mr. Mayor.
Anything on the microphones?
I like them. I was singing before. You should have been in here.
The gavel was taken away from him, though.
The gavel, we took it away from him.
Yes.
It's been locked up.
It got put in lock and key. So.
I was going to suggest that anyway.
That's what we said.
All right, the last thing for new business is just, it's more information for the Horton Trail update. I looked at the council agenda Tuesday, and I noticed something on there that just kind of struck me as funny. There was a motion made to basically grant oversight of the Horton Trail to the Conservation Commission. So what struck me as a little odd about that is that I know when,
Tyler Lawton.
Yeah.
You know, he came to this commission, gave us a presentation, asking our approval for it. For him to do this project, I think he did it with the thought that, you know, it's a whether you call it a park facility or a recreation facility, it's certainly, you know, I think he did it with the understanding that we would be the commission that would say have oversight of that area. I know I dug out the meeting minutes of Planning and Zoning, and Planning and Zoning called the area a recreational trail facility. Not to bring up words of Commissioner Chase, that during our meeting back in 2022, Commissioner Chase called this a good addition to the parks facilities. So I just found it a little odd that this motion was made. I actually requested that they withdraw the motion just so we could talk about it. And the motion, in fact, was voted on, and they approved transferring that facility, not transferring, but giving oversight of that facility to the Conservation Commission. So I actually wrote an email to the mayor. I just asked him to have the town attorney look at it, just to see, just make sure that this was okay that this happened. I think it should be, you know, we do have oversight of recreational areas. We clearly have are supposed to work in conjunction with Public Works to maintain these facilities. That's all in our part of the town charter, what we're supposed to do. I didn't see anything in the town charter that said the Conservation Commission should have any interface at all with Public Works. There was no words in there about it. So I just asked that this get looked at. The mayor has said he would refer this matter to the town attorney, and we'll get a decision back. So wasn't trying to pick a fight. I just I thought it was.
So if it moved over to them, they're in charge of keep maintaining it.
Well, Public Works, like I said, it still would be maintained by Public Works.
They could restrict the access to the property.
I'm not saying they would do a bad job. I just thought, I actually had just asked that they table the motion so we could talk about it. I didn't see, to me, there wasn't any need to rush into doing this. It's not like the facility's getting run into the ground and we're not doing our job. It just opened up.
It's a nice place.
I think we could have just taken a breath and talked about it and see what really, you know, really made sense. So I just wanted to make you aware of it. There wasn't really time to get everybody's opinion about it, I'll keep you informed when we hear something back.
Very good.
Communications?
I have none.
Remarks on the public? We have a public now. Okay, thank you. Remarks from
one or two a day, maybe?
Remarks from the town council liaison, Kate Southard.
Thank you. I know. All right, so I'm happy to know that the basketball courts are going to be able to go out to bid in late May, early June. That's good news. I will see what I could do about that $25,000. I could definitely pass it on to the people that would make that decision for the preliminary plan. And I love the idea of having the carnival support something. Especially the idea for camp scholarships. I think that that is a perfect fit for what we do. And that's it.
Thank you. Remarks from Recreation Director Wishway.
My bracket's already busted from the NCAA tournament, my women's one. First four, I try.
I thought they didn't count.
I
playing games.
I count them.
Okay.
Yeah, I count them. No, I don't have a whole lot going to add to tonight's proceedings. I just think that if you know of anybody who's looking for summer camp counselor jobs, the deadline is April 12th. So I'll be starting interviews probably in another 2 weeks or so. And it takes about 3 weeks to get them all done. So we'll start pounding those out.
Have somebody contact you?
Yeah, they can just contact me. If they just go to the town's website under Human Resources, at the bottom of the page there are forms. They can click on forms. It'll page will pop up. There's the general application form for the town. They fill that out. They can email it back, drop it off, put it in the mail. As long as I get it before the 12th, it'll be good.
Thank you. Remarks from the commissioners. Bill?
No, I don't have nothing. I'm pretty good on everything that took place tonight. It was interesting, and I appreciate everyone accepting me as the chair of the committee. Yeah.
Deb?
No, I'm fine, nothing.
John?
I think I'm good.
Morgan?
Well,
I'm
maybe
good.
Something on the committee, you know, the conservation wanting to take over that land.
What's that now?
Maybe want to know more about why the conservation wants, you know, take over.
Okay, Deb, Morgan, Deb's that way.
No, I'm good.
Rocky's all done for the night. Thank you very much. Motion to adjourn the meeting.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Hey, I'm getting